Shalom Aleichem to all of our Talmidim, Bachrim, Avreichim, throughout the world, wherever we are. We are trying, Be'ezer Hashem, to continue the Pilpul Chaverim, the Shimush Chachamim of our Beis Medrash throughout the year, even in these interesting times. And Be'ezer Hashem, we should be Zeuche to have a fulfilling Pesach with understanding the ideas of Pesach with the right Hachana, as we will be learning now the Inyanim of Bdika and Bitol and Morning Seder with the Shiurim of the Rosh Hashiva. I will try to outline for those who want to prepare for the first Shiur that the Rosh Hashiva is giving on the Sugyas of Bdika and Bitol. I will try to outline the main points and highlight which things you should prepare for and look out whilst you're preparing the Maamar Kaimus. So, the first point, Rosh Hashiva is going to deal with three different points. Point number one, the general Isurim and Mitzvahs within Bedikas Chametz, Biur Chametz, Bitul Chametz. There are two Lavim and one Asay of Tashbisu and a Lava Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze. The first question which comes up in the Rambam is that the Rambam is Moina Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze as two separate Lavim, Bal Yiro. One lav, bal yimotze, another lav. The klal in the Rambam is that when two lavim repeat each other, he is not moinin them as two separate lavim. So apparently bal yiro, bal yimotze are not repeating each other. So you need to be very careful when you go through the Rambam and loisa seresh and loisa seresh aleph to find the differences between bal yiro or bal yimotze, which will justify the fact that the Rambam is Moine Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze as two separate lavim. That is point number one in the issue of the Rambam, of the Minyan of Mitzvahs of Bal Yiro, one lav, Bal Yimotze, second lav. Point number two, are you like on Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze? The Rambam seems to say very clearly, you go through the Rambam, in Perek Aleph Hilchos Chametz Matzah Halacha Gimel, Rambam seems to say very clearly, Einer Loikim Mishum LeYiroa LeYimotze. And the reason is why? Because we know it's a lav shein b'maisa. Because the lav is having the chametz. On the other hand, Rambam continues and says, Elohim kein kono chametz bePesach oichim tzoy kedei sheyase b'maisa. Apparently, if I reach the situation of having chametz through a ma'isa, I am loike. This needs to be contrasted with the Rambam in Hilchas Geneva, where the Rambam over there, when he talks about the iser of having mishkolos, which are not proper, which are not good mishkolos, the Rambam seems to say very clearly that it's a lav she'ein by ma'isa, and you are not loike on that lav of owning mishkolos, which are not good mishkolos. And it's mashma in the Rambam that is in every situation of owning mishkolos, even if you bought it. The Rambam is Perek Zayin, Hilchas Gneva, Halacha Gimel. You need to contrast between Rambam, Hilchas Chametz Matzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, and the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Hilchas Gneva, Halacha Gimel, and understand why is it that if I own mishkolos through a ma'isa, I am not loike, but if I own chametz through a ma'isa, I am loike. That's point number two. Point number three is divided into two nekudas. The general point number three is understanding mitzvahs tashbisu according to the Rambam. Within that, we have two parts. Part number one is understanding first what is the mitzvah tashbisu. For that, you need to go through the Reb Chaim, in the first Reb Chaim in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, which discusses the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the mitzvah of Tashbisu is an active act of burning the chametz, and it's a mitzvah maisis of burning the chametz. According to Chachamim, the mitzvah of Tashbisu, the way Reb Chaim goes through it, is he calls it an iser asei. Basically, the mitzvah of Tashbisu is a mitzvah asei on whatever the Bal Yeroh Bal Yemotze is. That means whatever the lava Bal Yeroh Bal Yemotze is, l'cha'ayra, Tashbisu has a mitzvah asei on that. That is the first Reb Chaim, should be gone through very carefully. Once we go through Reb Chaim, we realize that if we want to understand the definition of the lava Bal Yeroh Bal Yemotze, we can understand it by understanding what and how are you being Mekayim mitzvahs Tashbisu according to Chachamim. Because Tashbisu is basically make sure you don't have the chametz, make sure you won't be over Bal Yeroh or Bal Yemotze. So that's point number one. Point number two is actually seeing in the Rambam how the Rambam describes what is Tashbisu. So for that, we have the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Halacha Aleph, and Halacha Beis. And it's very clear over there that the Tashbisu of the Torah includes Bittul. Within that, this is the second point to look into. What is the Gedder of Bittul according to the Rambam? When we understand what the Gedder of Bittul is according to the Rambam, that will help us understand what the Gedder of the Isra of Bal Yeroh Bal Yemotze is. And with that we'll understand how it is that even though L'cha'ayra Bal Yeroh Bal Yemotze is a lav she'ein b'maisa, but when I do an act of maisa of kinyan or making the chametz, it turns into a lav which I did with a maisa. That is basically the first part of the Rosh Hashiva's upcoming shiur. The second part is outlining the gedarim of bedikas chametz, biur chametz, and bittul chametz according to the Rambam, the Ran, and the Rabbeinu Tam. And that will keep us busy for the next few shiurim, understanding each one of these three shitas, and that is the second part of the shiur. Hatzlacha and bracha, everyone. Hopefully, this will help you be prepared for the upcoming Shia of the Rosh Hashanah.